Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. In the Hollingsworth backyard, Hunter beams before his mom and Miles.
You look so handsome, sweetheart.
Who would have thought there was a human under all those hoodies? By which I mean you look very nice.
I figured I'd make an effort for my first day back at school post-suspension.
Why don't you sit down and eat something? You need to fuel up.
I'd rather just get going. I know we have to meet Simpson, but I really want to talk to Yael before class.
Okay, then. Let's go.
Mrs. Hollingsworth leads her sons toward the driveway.
Where's Frankie?
Oh, she had to be at school early for some emergency volleyball meeting.
Miles stops Hunter and pulls him into a hug. Hunter steps back, eyeing his brother.
What the hell?
I'm proud of you. I know that going back after everything will be tough.
Well, it'll be better than being cooped up with only you to talk to.
Hunter strolls off.
It was that classic Hunter charm.
Later, Mrs. Hollingsworth's SUV pulls into a parking lot.
You're a total idiot.
Come on, give the guy a shot.
Ben Affleck cannot be Batman. It's a travesty.
Hunter turns forward.
This isn't school. Where are we? Where are you taking me?
Hunter, this is a mental health facility.
He stares.
You're having me committed.
It's called a psychiatric hold. We can't ignore the fact that you brought a weapon to school.
You told her?
I had to.
I'm gonna kill you. It's just a figure of speech.
Well, you need help, sweetheart. I know this is scary, but we are doing it for you.
Hunter's brow furrows as he gazes out the windshield, blinking rapidly. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear. Hashtag turnt up. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Jamie Block, Raya Downs, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Spencer McPherson. In class, Frankie and Shay sit at desks next to each other.
Northern Tech pranked us first.
I know. I can't believe other teams are refusing to play us until we apologize for making the banner.
We're not racist. That school is called the Zoo. We painted their players as animals, but the banner had nothing to do with race.
Yeah, there's no way we're letting this ruin our season.
They both look down at their books.
So I guess we can start by telling them it wasn't meant to be offensive, and then...
Make sure you say it was a joke.
Why don't you say that?
They look at each other.
What is it?
I can't go with you to apologize. I have to go visit Hunter.
Is he... Are you okay?
I really don't want to talk about it.
I can move the meeting if you want.
I don't know if it's the best idea for me to go anyway.
Shay stares at Frankie as she looks down at her book. Frankie glances back at her briefly.
You drew it, didn't you?
Frankie meets her eye, then shifts her body toward Shay.
Yeah. The whole thing was kind of my idea. And I drew the monkey. Just please don't tell anyone, okay?
Yeah. Sure.
You know I'm not racist, right?
Yeah, of course I do. Don't worry, Franks. I've got this.
Outside school, Maya stands with Grace and Tiny. Zig runs up behind her.
It's like she doesn't even realize that she's being so rude.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's...
You agree, right?
Of course.
She's always
morning,
like...
beautiful.
Oh, hey.
What happened with your co-op?
I got it. Peter left my truck.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Zig hugs Maya.
So, are you two back together?
Did I fall through a tear in the space-time continuum?
We'll talk about it later.
Grace gives Tiny a look before leaving. Zig kisses Maya's cheek.
Sure miss doing that.
Tiny leaves as Maya turns to face Zig.
What?
I just wish you would have talked to me before you told everyone we were back together.
We're not?
Look, Zig, can we get together and talk tonight?
Yes, of course. Whatever you need.
Okay.
Tonight it is.
In the mental health facility, Hunter and his mom talk to a nurse. He takes off his belt. The nurse leads them down a hall.
Negative thoughts often emerge as a result of our anxiety. Have you been tested for or diagnosed with any chronic physical or emotional pain disorders? Have you been administered antibiotics?
I don't belong here. This place is full of crazy people. What's with the bars on the windows? It's like a bad movie. And no belts or shoelaces. Do they seriously think I'm gonna hurt myself the first chance I get?
He faces his mom in his private room.
You have to get me out of here. Please, I'll do whatever you say. I'll be good, I promise.
I'm sorry. I really need you to give this a chance.
Mrs. Hollingsworth hugs Hunter, who stares forward with glassy eyes. She pulls away to look at him.
I'll See you soon, sweetheart. I love you.
She turns and goes, leaving Hunter standing alone in the dimly lit room. Hunter sits down on the bed and stares at the floor. Outside school, Zig and Tiny play basketball on a court.
Where am I going?
Come on.
Where am I going?
Zig runs around Tiny and puts the ball through the hoop.
Anyway, well, I would not have described that kiss as confusing. She still agreed to go out with me.
Wait, I thought she agreed to talk.
Well, I figured it was a good opportunity to treat her to a nice dinner. I got a Groupon.
Tiny wrinkles his forehead and eyes Zig.
What, you think she's gonna dump me?
I think she's confused. I mean, fair. You did cheat on her.
Tiny shoots and scores.
Look, I know that I messed up, but I'm willing to put in the work to fix this, you know?
Tiny tightens his mouth.
What?
Zig shoots, and Tiny grabs the ball.
I don't know if it should be this hard.
He passes the ball to Zig. Zig walks over to the side and grabs a bottle of water before leaning against the chain-link fence.
I love her, man.
You're 16. You don't think you're gonna marry her or something?
Tiny leans next to him. He goes to take a sip of water but stops.
Oh, crap, you do.
You think I'm an idiot.
I think you better hope that this date goes well tonight.
In the mental health facility, Hunter sits in a visiting area with Frankie and Miles.
You made any friends?
Hunter has his arms crossed.
What about your doctors? Be nice?
Hunter watches as the nurse leaves her badge on a counter.
I brought you some pajamas and a pillow.
He doesn't look at his siblings.
Just say something.
I brought your hoodie. Cold.
Miles glances at Frankie.
I don't know if I'm allowed, but...
It's your fault I'm in this hellmouth and now you're also gonna let me freeze to death.
Miles looks over his shoulder, then passes his red hoodie to Hunter, who stands as he puts it on.
Going to the washroom.
He puts the hood up, grabs the nurse's badge off the counter, and bolts.
Hunter, stop!
Hunter swipes the badge to the sensor, pushes the door open, and runs out into the hall. He looks behind him as two orderlies in beige scrubs chase after him. The door before him reads, "Emergency exit. Opens only when alarm has sounded." He tries to push it open, but the doors are locked. The orderlies grab him and drag him down the hall as he struggles to get back to the door. In her living room, Shay leads the Northern Tech captain through the doorway.
Have a seat.
The captain sits on the couch.
Can I get you anything?
No, I'm fine.
Well, thanks for meeting me. I really hope we can figure this out. I know we'd all like to get back to volleyball.
Of course they asked you to talk to me.
I am one of the captains.
Then where's your other white co-captain?
Frankie couldn't make it.
Okay. Did you draw me as a monkey?
No.
Did you know about it?
No, of course not.
Then I don't know what I'm doing here. We want the people who are actually responsible to own up. So unless you're hiding them in another room...
Come on, it was just a joke.
Oh, well, in that case, all is forgiven.
Seriously?
Is it just a joke when people ask how many baby daddies I have? Is it just a joke when people assume I can't swim? Or ask if they can touch my hair? It's no excuse.
I know. And all that stuff is awful. It just wasn't meant to be racist.
So what? It was. You should be just as offended, if not more. Your team drew the pictures.
Whoever drew that, they didn't mean any harm.
But it still hurt. Because we live in a world where lots of people do mean it like that.
She grabs her bag and stands.
I came here for an apology, not for these excuses.
But what about our season? Other teams are refusing to play us.
Good. It's going to stay that way until the person responsible quits the team.
Seriously, isn't that a little extreme?
How are things supposed to change if people aren't held accountable for their actions? In the meantime, you should figure out why you think it's okay to be on a team of racists.
Shay watches as the Northern Tech captain leaves. A taxi drives by on a city street. Inside an upscale restaurant, a waiter in a white shirt pours water for Zig, who looks toward the door.
I'm sure she's on her way.
The waiter glances at him and sets his glass down. Zig checks his phone. A text from Maya with a sad face emoji reads, "Sorry, can't make it. Gotta finish this Geo project. See you tomorrow." Zig sighs and puts his hand to his mouth. In the mental health facility, a sign on the door reads, "Authorized personnel only." Hunter sits across from a blonde woman in a white coat. He draws sketches of Yael.
Did you have any questions you wanted to ask me, Hunter?
This is a mistake. I don't belong here. I'm not sick.
Okay, let me ask you something. Why do you think your family brought you here?
They're overreacting.
You aggressively bullied a classmate, which included calling a SWAT team to her house. You made a list of people you wanted to hurt, you brought a weapon to school, and you intentionally crashed a car.
Just tell me what I can say to get out of here.
He stares at the doctor.
I have some people I need to talk to.
Hunter goes back to his drawings. The doctor looks down and gently touches her hand to the paper.
Her? Is that why you tried to run away?
Doesn't matter. She's not gonna talk to me.
Well, that's something I might be able to help you with.
He glances up. She puts a packet of paper in front of him labeled personal workbook.
You're giving me homework.
I specialize in cognitive behavioral therapy. The goal is to help you deal with troubling thoughts in an effective way.
So what I'm hearing is you're not gonna let me go home.
Hunter sits back in his chair. At the restaurant, Zig leans back and watches as Lola cuts and eats food off a white plate. Tiny sits next to her, tight-lipped.
Damn, that was good. If you ever cheat on me, you're bringing me here.
Glad you enjoyed it. I can't believe she stood me up.
Maybe she really did have homework.
Let me see the text.
Lola holds out her hand. She nods at Zig when he eyes her. He hands over his phone, and she looks at it.
Yeah, she totally stood you up.
But see, why would she do this to me? I mean, when you really think about it, this is her fault, too.
How?
Well, if she hadn't gone off to New York with Jonah, or even if she just responded to some of my texts, I would have never done anything with Zoe.
I'm sorry, she didn't respond to your texts?
She turned her phone off.
So no goodnight texts when she was in another city with another boy?
Nope.
So this is totally her fault. Why are you kicking me? That's one of the Ten Commandments of Love. You know, thou shalt always text back.
Come on, Zig's still the one who...
Only because he thought she was off in another city doing God knows what with Jonah.
Yeah, she sort of made me cheat on her.
And isn't she some sort of big feminist? If she wants everything to be equal, then everything's gotta be equal. Like, blame for screwing up.
Yes! And here I am trying to fix things, and what is she doing?
Missing out on a great dinner is what?
Zig stares at Lola, then stands.
Where are you going?
I've got to go give my soulmate a piece of my mind. She's a keeper, by the way.
It's true. So never cheat on me.
In the mental health facility, Hunter holds up his personal workbook.
Here, I did them. Will you help me talk to Yael now?
He hands his doctor the workbook. She smiles slightly as she looks through the pages.
This is a good start.
What do you mean? You said if I did them, you'd help me.
No, I said if you worked with me, then that was something we could move towards. This is a process, and you're just at the beginning.
You lied to me.
You're entitled to your feelings. My job is to help you understand how what you do affects other people. Now, according to this thought record, you've had many, many negative automatic thoughts today. Do you have those kinds of thoughts every day?
Every day, all the time. What does that tell you, doctor?
That you may be suffering from depression.
I'm not sad. I'm pissed off.
Depression can manifest in different ways. Sometimes mad equals sad.
What is that, Dr. Seuss crap? Stop talking to me like I'm a crazy person.
I don't think you're crazy, but...
I'm not sick and I'm not crazy. Stop saying... Stop it!
He shoves papers off the table.
Stop it!
Hunter, do you think this is a normal response?
I don't care! I don't care! I don't care!
Hunter knocks over a chair and two orderlies drag him away. In her living room, Shay looks at a photo of the banner on her tablet.
Getting ready for a big test?
Is this racist?
Shay holds out her tablet. Her dad walks over and takes it out of her hand. He looks at it.
Are the people this banner's making fun of black?
She nods.
Then, yes, I think so. What is it?
Some members of our volleyball team hung it at Northern Tech, but it wasn't meant to be offensive, and now they want the person who drew the monkey to quit the team.
Do you know who drew it?
Yeah, they aren't racist, but the way everyone's making such a big deal out of this, does it mean they actually are?
But it's not really that simple.
It was just supposed to be a joke, but now I don't know.
He sits across from her.
None of this stuff has an easy answer, but so you know, comparing black people to monkeys has a really long, messed up history. It was used to justify slavery. People thought that if we were more monkey than human, we didn't deserve rights or freedoms.
That's really messed up.
Big time.
So the person who drew this, why don't they think it's a big deal?
Ignorance, probably. People who haven't experienced racism in their lives can have a hard time seeing this stuff.
So should I be mad at them?
I don't want you to feel like it's your responsibility to take this on yourself, but if it bothers you and you want to speak up, I'd be proud.
Shay nods slightly and looks down.
Do you have any more questions?
Not yet, but I'm sure I will.
Her dad passes back the tablet and leaves. Shay looks down at the picture. In her bedroom, Maya sits on the floor. She plants miniature flags in a piece of styrofoam painted like a map. She looks up to see Zig knocking on the window. Maya steps over her project and opens the window, glancing back at her door.
Zig!
He climbs inside.
You didn't get my texts?
Yeah, well, you know, it's polite to call someone when you stand them up.
What? We talked on the phone, like, once.
We were supposed to talk.
I know, but when you texted me that we were going to this fancy restaurant...
You know, this is your fault, too.
Excuse me?
You went to New York with Jonah, and you didn't even text me back?
You are not seriously blaming me for what happened.
All I'm saying is that it takes two people to screw up a relationship.
Yeah, you and Zoe.
I'm trying to make things better, and you won't even show up to dinner.
Sick.
He steps on her project.
Crap. Oh, my God.
He picks up the broken pieces.
Texting your boyfriend back is like one of the commandments.
I'm not even going to pretend to know what you're talking about right now. Oh, just give it to me.
I'm trying to fix it.
Yeah, and you're only making it worse.
They crouch on the floor, staring at each other, Maya's broken project between them. In the mental health facility, Hunter lies in bed, wide awake.
Hunter!
He thinks back to the crashed car.
Get away!
He remembers pushing Yael and sits up in bed. He recalls placing the gun in his bag before going into school. Hunter lies back, his brow furrowed. Later, during the day in his facility room, he sits with the doctor, his mom, and Miles.
You know that story about that guy who has to roll the same boulder up the hill every day?
Sisyphus?
That's how I feel. Like, every day is this huge struggle. And even when I do get it to the top, like when I got the gaming team, it just rolls back down again, crushing me.
That must feel awful.
It's the worst.
I had no idea, Hunter.
Me neither. I'm sorry.
But everyone feels like that in some way. Everyone's got their own boulders.
So, we're just a planet full of miserable people, then. Great.
Life can be hard. I'm not going to tell you it's not. But what I can do is help you come up with ways to make the boulder smaller or new ways to get it up the hill. Sound good?
Yeah, it does.
Today was a huge step in the right direction.
The doctor nods at Hunter.
So, would you like to write a letter to your friend?
Really?
I can help you write it if you want.
Hunter nods slightly. In front of school, Maya walks by a yellow bus holding her project, now taped back together. She spots Zig, who holds a poster painted with a similar map, and meets her eyes.
What's that?
It's, well, I know it's not as good as the original, but it's something.
She just looks at him.
Look, I'm sorry about last night. For what I said and for breaking your project, I didn't mean it.
Sounded like you meant it.
I was just upset, you know?
Zig sits on a bench, and Maya sits beside him.
I thought we were gonna work things out.
Zig, when we kissed, I really wanted it to feel the same, and it did at first. But then, it didn't.
I thought you loved me.
I did. I loved you so much. But then you cheated on me. Now I don't know how I feel anymore.
I'll do anything. Just let me fix this.
It's just too hard, Zig. I'm just not ready.
Will you ever be?
He slowly looks over to her, and Maya heaves her shoulders.
Anything's possible. I've got to get to class.
Maya walks off with her project, leaving Zig alone on the bench. In the mental health facility, a nurse lets Miles into the visiting area where Hunter waits on a couch.
Hey, brother.
you give her the letter? What did she say?
Miles smiles and looks back at the door. An orderly lets Yael into the visiting area, and she walks over to Hunter. He stands as she approaches.
Thanks for coming.
They sit down on the couch.
What are you doing in here? You okay?
No. I'm sick. Depression.
You never seem sad.
No, but I'm angry. That's another way people can be depressed. I also think I have something called oppositional defiant disorder.
Is that what you wanted to tell me? I said in your letter.
No. There's something else. I wanted to apologize.
For what?
Sometimes when I'm angry, I want to hurt people. When you got mad at me about the trolling, I wanted to hurt you too. I'm so, so sorry.
Do you still want to hurt me?
No, never. Not you or anyone else. I want to get better. Do you hate me?
She stares at him, unsmiling.
No.
Are you scared of me?
I don't think so. But I'm gonna need to take some time to think about things.
Hunter swallows hard and closes his eyes before looking back at Yael.
Of course. Take as long as you need.
Yael stands, and Hunter does too. As she walks out, she looks back at him. Miles watches her leave, then goes over to Hunter, who smiles.
Thanks for everything.
Hunter hugs his brother. In the school gym, Shay walks over to Lola and Frankie.
I mean, what's so bad about monkeys anyway?
I know, they're totally cute. When I get rich and buy a weird exotic pet, it's totally gonna be a monkey. I could train him to bring me snacks.
Maybe the real problem here is that I just need to work on my drawing skills. I bet I totally could have avoided this entire thing if I just paid attention in art class.
They look at Shay.
Hey, how'd it go? Did you save the rest of the season? Because if you did, I am totally buying you a million ice cream sundaes.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Frankie and Shay walk to the side.
Did it not go well? Was Kara a huge jerk?
This is hard.
Okay, you're freaking me out.
They want the person responsible to quit the team.
Did you tell them it was me?
No, but...
And you explained that it wasn't racist, right?
Except it kind of was.
Seriously?
Whether you meant it that way or not, it hurt people. And if we let you stay on the team, it makes it seem like we're okay with it. Like, I'm okay with it and I'm not.
Do you really think that of me?
I think you made a really big mistake. A mistake that's not my job to fix.
Okay, so what do I do?
I think you have to quit, Franks.
Frankie stares forward as Shay walks away. Opening credits continue. Eric Osborne, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Weisglass, Richard Walters. Written by Courtney Jane Walker. Directed by Stefan Brogren. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.